As of this morning, 13 homes, 20 outbuildings, and several vehicles and boats have been lost so far in the Rockport fire. Jennifer Hansen, one of the public information officers for the fire, reports that it's estimated that as many as 1,500 acres have burned. A cool night, she says, gave firefighters a bit of a break overnight.
And that's typically what happens with these fires. The earlier the crews can go out to start working on those containment lines, but it is only 5% contained at this moment. And, you know, there are two dozers that are going to be staged here in case those are needed. But there's, you know, still we will probably see more fire activity, you know, throughout the day, especially in the afternoon, as with the red flag warning and as the temperatures increase, and we may see more smoke and more fire activity.
It's estimated that 250 homes are still threatened. Hansen wasn't aware of the problem that came up after the power was shut off yesterday in the Rockport Estates subdivision. Because the area's water service is served by wells, electric pumps are needed to pump the water uphill. When the power was shut off, the pumps apparently stopped working, reportedly leaving the fire hydrants dry. Residents have not been able to get to their homes to check for damage. Hansen says in cases of extreme emergencies, some residents have been escorted to their property to check for pets and to pick up necessary medication.
It's a case-by-case basis. It's going to be up to, you know, the situation for each individual. They'll have to work with the sheriff's office and get access. But yeah, it's still, it doesn't look like much going on right now, but, you know, there is still potential there. So we, for everybody's safety, we're trying to control that situation and know who is accessing the area and have eyes on them, because wildfires can be unpredictable.
Homeowners are being told to check updated information on summitwildfires.com. The fire is being fought with approximately 100 firefighters as well as an arsenal of equipment.
There's about 20 to 25 engines, both structure and wildland. There's one hand crew and a few helicopters. So those are the rough estimates that I have.
Certainly having the Rockport Reservoir so close, she says, has made a huge difference in being able to fight this fire.
That has been a great resource. I mean, obviously, it's a very unfortunate situation, but always a difficult thing of water sources when you're trying to get helicopters to get those buckets dropped. So it's been very critical to the suppression effort.
That's Jennifer Hansen, a PIO for the Rockport Fire. Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt, speaking to KPCW early this morning, reported that the fire had died down overnight and crews were on the scene busy putting out hot spots. During the height of the fire, he says there were times yesterday that the fire burned very quickly. Some estimates had it moving as fast as 50 to 80 feet per minute.
And that would be for a short duration. I was very close to the fire when we'd have those runs, and that's exactly what it's referred to, and you have a real strong sustained wind burst come through. I was standing there with a group of residents overlooking the head of the fire going northbound up a ridge. And when you get the right, and there was some really good news reporting. I'm sure the residents saw on some of the news channels the fire vortex. If you get the right conditions, you can get those runs that'll burn that quickly. And we, in fact, did have some of those yesterday. But for the most part, it didn't burn that fast, not near that fast.
He says this has been a tough fire to fight given the vegetation growing in the area, a lot of gamble oak.
Gamble oak has those surface roots, and so when you're packing around a bunch of equipment and you're trying to get around in the fire scene, you're tripping over these roots. And you're oftentimes in this smoky environment, burned out environment, and it makes it really tough for firefighters.
That's Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt. Efforts are being focused on securing the perimeter closest to homes. Fire resources from North Summit, South Summit, and Park City Fire District are on the scene, as well as Salt Lake, Davis, and Wasatch counties. Updated information is expected to come in later this afternoon after 1 o'clock. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.